Welcome to Sparkle Speak. This is a podcast sponsored by Sparkle, which is a Christian women's ministry designed to connect women with the purpose of inspiration and encouragement. Each week, we will interview a new guest who will share her personal experience with Christianity. Whether you identify yourself as a Christian or not, this podcast is for you, and our intent is always to inspire one another through our own unique and individual stories of how God has moved and shaped us. Wherever you are listening today, we hope you enjoy this story of faith. Welcome back to Sparkle Speak. I'm Catherine, and today we have a very special guest with us. Her name is Marianne LeBeau, and I know Marianne personally from college at Michigan State University. We were in a Bible study together, and then because I worked with Crew, a ministry organization, we got to like hang out for years, even after I graduated too. So Marianne just was a great friend, and I'm so thankful that I've been able to connect with her, stay connected with her throughout the years. So thanks for being here with us today, Marianne.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we were just catching up a little bit before we actually started recording, but I didn't get to hear the full details. So Marianne recently just moved from Michigan to San Francisco. So do you want to tell us a little bit about like your life, what you do, how you ended up out there?
Yeah, for sure. So I just graduated this past summer with my master's in chemical engineering, and am now working for a cancer biotech company. And so I get to do protein engineering, which is I engineer antibodies to attack cancer, which is really fun. And I'm really enjoying it. Yeah.
That's seriously so cool. And I like that you were saying, like you said earlier, you feel like it's something you could just see yourself doing for a long time because you like it that much.
Yeah. I absolutely love it. And I think too, like the people there, like they're all there because they are like passionate about fighting cancer too. And so it's just a positive like environment, and people are just really like kind and helpful, but it's also like, let's get it done kind of thing. So, but it's great. Yeah. Really enjoy the people too.
Yeah. Wow. I love that. I'm very happy for you.
Yeah.
Cool. So how are you liking San Francisco so far? You like living there?
Yeah, I do. It's absolutely beautiful. Lots of people everywhere, which I'm not used to, especially really? Driving in my car. I'm like, oh, I have to like stop at like every stop. I mean, not that I
you just blew through stop signs.
I definitely do. But like you have to stop like way before because people are crossing, and just there's a lot going on, which is really like fun and great. And it's the ocean's really close. It's definitely cool environment, people from all over.
Oh, so awesome. I'm really happy for you. Very cool. Well, thank you again for being our guest today. And as you know, we just love hearing different women speak about their stories, how they came to know God, what God means to them now. So if you wouldn't mind just answering this one question that I love asking people, but what does Christianity mean to you?
Yeah, I love that question too. I like, to me, it's all about a relationship with Jesus. And I think like a lot of different religions, it's like, oh, this following, like, okay, if I follow these rules, I get my life in shape, get myself better for, you know, I gotta get myself in shape before I go and do this. But I think it's like so counter to that. And so like, God just wants you just as you are. And it's all by grace. And it's just like a life surrender to following the Lord, but it is just by grace, and he gives me faith to continue to follow him and trust him. And Yeah, that's what Christianity means to me.
Yeah, I love like that. I just, the word that stuck out to me the most was grace. I think that's really cool that
yeah.
you, that's like a word you associate with Christianity, because I think some people have the misconception that it's so judgmental. And like you said, you have to be perfect in order to like be a Christian, when really it's the exact opposite. You're broken, you're flawed. And that's why we need the grace of God. So
yeah.
I would also love to hear just your personal journey of like how, so you mentioned that Christianity is like a relationship with God. So for you, what did that look like to like find that relationship and really call yourself a Christian? Like, what was your personal story?
So I grew up in a Christian home, and I, my parents told me about who Jesus was at a very young age. And I just remember my mom taking me into my brother's room, and my brother, and just kind of laying out what the gospel is, that God created us, and that loves us so much, but they're like, we are not perfect and we sin, and the penalty of sin is death, and but like God didn't want that, because he wants to be in relationship with us. And so he sent Jesus to live a perfect life and to pay the penalty for our sin and die in our place. And so if we ask Jesus into our heart, we can be in relationship with him forever. I remember asking Jesus into my heart at a young age and knowing, that God loved me. And I think I, didn't fully understand all of it. And I think over time continued to learn more and more, and asked Jesus into my heart probably about 20 times. But I think, a real like defining moment in my life was my junior year of college. In college I was in a sorority. I was in like the pre-med program. I was in a Christian organization called Crew, which because you were also in Crew.
Yeah.
And I, was doing all these different things and a part of all these different groups. And I was around all these different people, yet I felt really alone. I felt kind of misunderstood in some ways in all of these different groups. Misunderstood even in Crew, because I was in a sorority, misunderstood maybe in my sorority because I wasn't, I was going to all these Christian things and inviting people to Bible study. misunderstood in my pre-med classes because I was in a sorority. And so and maybe that wasn't all true, but I think in my mind at that time, I felt really alone and like no one understood me. And so I think that forced me to look to God. It wasn't that I wasn't looking to God. It was like, that's the relationship that's most important. That's really like where I find my like, and it's not even about me, it's about him, but that he does fulfill us in that way. And so I just remember growing up, as I said, I asked Jesus into my heart 20 times, going to these Christian camps, you get the spiritual high and you just feel close to God and you just get all excited and you're like, I'm following God. I prayed and I was looking to the Lord during this time, and just I couldn't feel him. And I was doing different, I did like a trust fall on my bed. I was like, Lord, take me. Like I did like different things. And it was just like, okay, what do I need to do? Like, God, I'm giving you everything. Like, what do I need to do to feel you? Like, what is it? And it really was a time where I felt alone. And so it was really God, like in my heart, just showing me like, Marianne, I like, what are you seeking after right now? Like, are you seeking after a feeling? Or are you seeking after me? And I realized, like, yeah, I was seeking after this, like, exhilarating, like, this feeling that, like, that's not, like, God, you know, those feelings are true. And you, like, you, God, you know, following the Lord, you can, like, feel close to him at times, but that is not an indicator of, like, where you're at with the Lord, or an indicator of if the Lord is nearby or close to you. Like, he is always right there. Mm-hmm. And so I think in that moment of realization, like, just, I was like, okay, I need to focus on the Lord. What does that look like? And just kind of focused on his word, and, like, started just, like, okay, you know, God says this, and I'm going to believe that to be true. And it's okay that I don't have this feeling. And I think I also, during that time, like, was thinking through, like, even the cost of following the Lord, and, like, what it says in his word. And it's kind of like an all in or nothing, you know what I mean? It's not like I'm going to halfway do this. It's like, if you really believe, like, that God is who he says he is, and that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, then, like, the other stuff in the Bible, I think you're going to believe one part of it. Like, the other stuff, like, that I'm going to believe all of it. Like, that's kind of where I was at. And so it's like an all or nothing kind of thing. And I think that was a moment that I remember a lot in my life when I don't feel God, and I start to, like, fall back into that of, like, oh no, like, I don't feel him. Is he here? And it's like, yes, he mm-hmm. is here. And, like, he is always here, and his word is true. And he, like, it says in Romans 8 that he works for the good of those who love him. And, you know, he works according to his will and his purpose. And I can trust that, like, he's gonna be there for me. And so that kind of was a big moment. But I think even throughout all of that, so after I graduated from Michigan State, I went and stinted in a different country, and kind of went there to tell people about Jesus. And while I was there, or before going, I was raising support and prayed beforehand, because it's kind of a lot you have to raise. And I was like, Lord, like, this is a lot. I don't know if I can do this on my own. Like, I'll know that if you really want me to go, I will know if, like, you raise the support, like, if, you know. And he did. And I remember a couple months into being there, I was exhausted, and I, like, things were just really hard. And I just started questioning, like, why am I even here? Like, God doesn't need me, you know, like, he can do his own thing and whatever. But, I think, and I just started, like, crying in the car, and I just was like, what am I doing here? And I think, like, in all of that, I thought back to that moment at the beginning of that summer where I was like, Lord, if this is what you want, like, raise a support. And I just remembered, like, this is God's, like, I am in God's will, and it's hard. So, like, I think one of the biggest things, because I think a lot of times I would think, okay, if things got hard, I'm like, oh, I just need to, like, focus on the Lord and follow the Lord and things will get better. But sometimes, like, when you're you can be in God's will and it can be really hard. And, like, that doesn't mean you're outside of his will or, like, whatever. And I think God really, like, taught me that. And, like, that kind of even helped me as I went through life after that, of just, things can be hard. But God is with us in it. He doesn't promise that it's going to be easy. Life is not easy. And, but he does promise that he is gonna be with us through it. Which is, a really big deal.
Yeah.
You can sometimes take for granted.
Yeah. I think at a church service, like, recently that I went to, I heard, that it was so simple, but the pastor was just like, you experience God's peace when you walk with God. And it was like, yeah, when you're walking with him, that's when you get his peace, which is like you were saying before, it's just not like anything the earth can offer.
So I think, even throughout my life, as I've learned and been humbled time and time again and learned the same thing over and over again, because I guess we're all idiots and we forget, or I forget things and God has to teach me like 20 times. But I just have been reminded of how present he is and how patient he is with us. It's like, he loves us so much and he's always there and he's sovereign and in control, but like, he also like gives us free will and he's like so patient and like just lets us like kind of learn, and he's still there. He's, you know, he's always there, but he, learned a lot about, God's faithfulness to me, even when I am not. And, but he does help me be faithful because he gives me faith in situations.
Mm-hmm. You were talking about how, like in college, you just, you know, maybe weren't feeling like, completely connected or like fulfilled. And I know you made the comment, like, it's not about us, it's about him, but like, it is about us. But it made me think of this, John Piper, quote that has always like impacted me so much, but it's, God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in him. And I love that because I think it just speaks to how it's all intertwined. Like, you're so right. It really isn't about us. It is about him and his glory. But at the same time, he makes it about us because he loves us and he wants us to be fulfilled. And it's it works together because, you know, when we're fulfilled, it brings him glory and he wants to see us fulfilled. So,
yeah. So cool. And I think that he creates that desire, that like he creates a desire for us. Like, we're created with like this desire to be in relationship with him. Like, that's what we're created for. Like, that's our purpose. And so I think, like, of course, like, we're going to be fulfilled in him. Like, I think he created us that way.
Right.
So I think you're right in saying, like, sometimes it's like, oh, you know, it sounds selfish to be like, it's all about me being fulfilled. But yeah, there is that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, yep, he designed it that way. So of course that's what we aim for and are working towards. I don't know. It's so interesting, but I like that quote. And then I also really liked, it's so cool hearing everyone's like unique way of just describing Christianity in general, but like also their own personal experience. But what I really liked about what you shared was you kind of went into like what the gospel truly is. Like, when your mom shared it with you, I think you did such a great job of explaining it, because I don't know, I remember leaving high school and still not really understanding the depths of why Jesus had to die for us. Like, I think it was something I recited because I had heard it so often, but I don't think I could actually sit down and with conviction explain why he really had to die. And so I really loved how you just shared the truth behind that, which is that God is so holy and so perfect. He literally like can't be around sin. Like, he can't, he is apart from sin. And so when we are sinful people, there's that disconnect in that relationship. So I just love how you talked about that, how like there had to be a sacrifice. There had to be a cost that was paid in order to bring us back into that relationship. We had, like, God is a good God, so he's also a just God, which means like there has to be a consequence for the sin. And so we can't die for each other because we're all imperfect, but a perfect God who is also human, aka Jesus, could die for us. And so that's why he had to die. And so I think it's so cool that you shared that in your story, because it's something that for some reason can get missed, or at least maybe that was just my personal experience with it where it just like went over my head and I was like, I don't really get this. But I think that's why I think it's so important to like keep sharing that. And I think it's really cool you mentioned that in your story. It just stuck out to me.
Yeah, I think it's I think like when you're following the Lord like that, I think that is really the key. It's like, it's all about what Jesus did. And that's why we can like have that relationship with him.
Well, I would love to hear just maybe one last thing, like what's something that God has been teaching you recently, or like what's something that he's been showing you lately, or favorite verse or something that's been on your heart?
Yeah. So I like, two verses have been like really sticking out to me lately. And I think the first one is, be still and know that I am God. Just like, I think it's really easy to get really busy and, to just be running from one thing to the next and just feel really rushed, and kind of miss out on like the people along the way. And I think it really is all about the people and like all about like just relationship with people and like loving them and caring for them. And so I think, yeah, God has really been just kind of teaching me like, Marianne, like I know you've got like 20 things to do, but like take a breath and like it's okay to like do this a little slower and like, you know, kind of just like not like it's not as much like smelling the roses, but kind of, but just kind of like look around you and like just notice like what's going on around you and the people around you. Cause that's like a big deal. And then the other verse that has been sticking out to me and kind of was as I moved to San Francisco, honestly, it's in Matthew, and it's seek first the kingdom of God and then all these things will be, added to you or given to you. And I think something that has stuck out to me, and I actually, so after I was abroad stinting, I went and lived in Brazil after that, and was kind of reading through the New Testament, in a book that I really stuck with me was the book of Haggai. And it talks about how all the Jewish people at that time were going on their daily lives and they were working really hard, but they were never having enough. And God sends Haggai to go tell the people. I think the king was involved in this whole process, but his kingdom, his like temple had been like broken down and it was just laying in shambles. And God was like, what are you doing? Like, you guys are like going on your daily lives and like my kingdom is like my temple, like build my temple. Like that's the most important thing for you to do. And so the people do, they like, they repent and they go and they build the temple and they go back to their jobs afterward. And like, they start to flourish. And I think what it is like, seeking first the kingdom of God, building God's kingdom, is like, that's what I'm created to. Like after I've accepted Jesus into my heart, like I'm done. Like I, you know, not that I'm done. Like God's always teaching me new things, but like, it's like my purpose is to like follow him. And, I think building his kingdom is really, you know, loving people and like telling them about him. And I think when we seek God first and we seek our relationship with the Lord, which I think that's like crucial and something that I kind of have learned over time, is like my relationship with God is number one. Second is just like loving the body of Christ, and then third is like loving the people around me and like making sure like, yeah, because I think it's so crucial for people to know like who God is. Like that's like an eternal situation. And just seeking the Lord first, and knowing that like he is gonna provide the rest. Like it, you know, like he sees all that. And I don't know how much time we have, but I have a small story that actually
no yeah sure mind.
So when I was in, after I came back from Brazil, I lived in Augusta for a short period of time with my grandparents, and I was switching into chemical engineering at the time, taking all these classes, and I like was just taking three different classes and like tutoring math and chemistry and running from one thing to the next. And I had all these exams coming up, and I all of a sudden, like, I had this exam the next morning that I had not studied for. And I was thinking about, like, okay, planning out, like, okay, I'm gonna study for 4 hours tonight and like a couple hours in the morning, and I'll be good. There was like a take-home exam portion, and I had to turn that in before. Anyway, so, but I had this, like, this feeling in inside, like, it was almost like, and it was not audible, but it was just like God was like, Marianne, you haven't spent time with me. Like this is a relationship. Like, what, you know, like, and so I just had this like pull to like spend time with the Lord. And I kept going back and forth, like, if I spend time with the Lord, I'm not gonna study for this exam. And like, that's important. But I just was like, you know what? I'll take an hour, I'll study, I'll like, you know, spend some time with the Lord. And I did. And like, you know, those moments where you're like, you spend time with the Lord and you're crying, and it's just like one of those, you just really needed it, you know? You're like, and so it was one of those moments. And I just remember like being so at peace and just being like, I'm gonna go to bed and I'm gonna just wake up and study. And so I wake up in the morning to study, and I do not know how to do the problems. And I have this take-home test due in 2 hours, and I have the exam right after. And I'm like, oh my word, I don't know how to do any of this. And I was faced with the question, do I email the professor 2 hours before the exam when I should have been studying for this before? Or, you know, what do I do? So I ended up just, you know, swallowing my pride and emailing the professor, like, hey, I just had some questions, some major questions. And so I go in, and I was like, yeah. And he explained it to me within 5 to 10 minutes. I was able to finish the take home. I go into the exam. I was one of the first people to walk out of this math exam, and I get my score back 100%. Like, the Lord was just like, Marianne, like, and that's not to say, like, I think we work hard and we do our best, and that was what I was doing. It wasn't like I was just lazily sitting around, but like, it was like God, like God was just like, Marianne, when you seek me first, like when you give your time to me, like I'm gonna do the rest. And like, it's not about the 100%, like who cares, you know, like but like, I think at the end of the day, it's like God does, like he does take care of the rest. And so we don't have to like, yeah, like try to take all of it in our hands. And I think that's even something, as I was to, it's kind of cold out here, so that was even something that like I have been learning even recently too, again, as I was like defending my thesis, was just like, yeah, like one thing after the next, and not having time to spend the Lord. And then when I finally did, it was like, oh my word, like this is, it doesn't have to be so hard. Like following the Lord like makes everything easy. This is
Everything
easy.
falls
Like
into place.
everything, like, and it's like we like it's so easy to be like, oh, I have all this stuff, like, you know, putting God like on the side burner, and like it just makes everything so much harder. And we like over and over again, we have to like relearn that of like, oh, like it's just, and it's not about like, oh, I have to spend, you know, this amount of time every day, but it's just like, you know, when you haven't like done it, you know, like you just, it is, it's a relationship.
That's so cool. And you know what? Like, first of all, thank you for sharing that because that blessed me a lot today. Truthfully, I really, really just related to all of that. And I'm so thankful that we had this conversation. But also, I remember you telling me that story about your exam, and it has stuck with me. I'll tell people sometimes, like if we're on the topic, I'll be like, oh my gosh, I have this friend and this is what happened to her. And they're like, no way. And I'm like, yes way. So like that story really has stuck with me because it is so cool.
I shared a lot because I'm like, oh
no, it's so awesome. I mean, I'm sure he gave you that situation to always remember.
Yeah. And he has done other things since then, but yeah, that one just popped in my head. But yeah, God, yeah.
Yeah. That's so cool. Oh, well, this has been great. Thank you so much for taking the time just to chat about all of it. I truly feel encouraged in my spirit. I know it's just so amazing just hearing how God speaks to us. And I think everyone's story and experiences and the way they have seen God move in their life is different. And yet there's all a similar thread that runs through it all, which is the unconditional love, the peace, the grace, the fulfillment of life, the fact that everything falls together the more we seek him. I mean, those things remain the same through everyone's story. And so I think that's the other really neat thing about this podcast is just there's so many unique pieces because we're all unique and yet they're similar too. So
yeah. And I even want to just kind of wrap up my story that I already kind of finished with just saying I feel as though once you experience that joy and that real relationship with the Lord, you can become successful. You can do all this other stuff. And it doesn't compare to following the Lord. It just all pales. And it's just it is such I don't know. Yeah. And it really is. I remember you sharing this story with us actually in college about this, and it's in the Bible. But I remember you just talking about it of just this man goes, into a field and he finds buried treasure and then he leaves and he sells everything he has. To go buy that field because he knows how valuable it is. And I think it's such a good parallel to just following the Lord, because it's you know what it is, you're living your whole life you're giving it all up for him. You got to measure the cost. Mm-hmm. But it is such, it's worth so much more than what you're giving. It's right. Just it's yeah it's I don't have words. Don't have words to describe how amazing it is. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's so hard to explain. And I think that's the other cool thing about just hearing people's story is that sometimes there's no, the Bible says it all. All we need to do is read our Bible and we can hear from God and experience his Holy Spirit speaking to us through his word, but at the same time, it personalizes it too, to hear people's stories. And it just brings a depth to, who God is, because sometimes it's just so hard to explain in our own words, but thank you for taking the time to, go there and to chat about it and to share. I think it's super valuable and I just appreciate your story. I'm excited for other people to hear it. And this has been fun.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm sure we'll be in touch soon.
Yeah, definitely. Great, great chatting with you, Catherine.
Yeah. All right. I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Bye. Thank you for tuning into this week's episode of Sparkle Speak. If you are interested in following us on social media, you can find us on Instagram at @sparklefaith_ or at sparklefaith.com. There you can find information on upcoming events and speakers, and please feel free to reach out to us if you have a personal story of faith that you would be willing to share with us. We hope you tune in again next week, and we hope your week is full of the sparkle we all need.
Finding uplifting news in today's headlines is often like searching for a needle in a haystack. At the Story Behind podcast, we believe in the power of finding heartwarming tales and are happy to share empowering stories with you every week. Get inspired by the note a waitress received from a patron dining alone. And even hear about how one VIP passenger made a hardworking pilot get emotional before his flight. To start listening to the Story Behind podcast, visit lifeaudio.com